Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know the first time I was serving with Brother Kenneth Hagin at his ministry in the healing school, I'm just arranging books, I'm setting up projectors, I'm greeting people and shaking hands, I'm praying with people sometime to get saved, and I'm not preaching. And he asked me to preach in his place the next day. I about fell off my chair. I thought, and this is healing school, and people have serious needs here. I thought, they don't need me blundering around. I don't know if I can even go 30 minutes. I was no preacher. And it really troubled me. At first, I wanted to tell him, I can't do it. You don't understand. I'm not up for this. And the Lord said, you better ask me. I thought, well, it sounds like there's no need to ask. Yes, sir, I understand. And I literally crawled in our little closet to pray and put my face in the carpet, and I'm pouring out my heart. And I thought, God, what can I do? I mean, Brother Hagin's been walking with you for all these years, and he's had visions of the head of the church, and he's got, you put your finger in the palm of each one of his hands, and tomorrow it's going to be me. Lord, I blubbered, and I carried on, and finally I ran out of gas, and he was able to get something through to me. You know, sometimes till we run out, he can't get through to us. We're too loud. We're too noisy. And I'm laying there spent. And the Lord spoke to my heart. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but he spoke to my heart. He said, son, do you remember the little boy's lunch? 5 loaves, 2 fishes. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He said, you feel like you don't have much. And you're comparing yourself to somebody that's walked with me for decades and exercised all these years in revelation and truth, and I've ministered it. And compared to him, you don't have all the experience and you don't have all the revelation. He said, but I can take a little and do a lot with it. Can he now? He said, you remember what I did with those little fish and those little loaves? I said, yes, sir. He said, you feel like you've got 2 sardines and a cracker. I thought, yeah, maybe like 1 sardine and a cracker. He said, don't compare yourself. Be thankful for what I have given you. Hold it up to me. He said, son, don't despise what I've given you. It's what you have. It's what I've given you. Oh, friends, are you listening tonight? So I said, yes, sir, I see it. So I did the best I knew, and I stood up the next day, fear and trembling. I held up my little sardine and cracker. Let's all stand and give thanks to God. You know, Lord, we thank you for this bountiful provision. My head says you'll be done in 5 minutes, and you won't know what. I said, shut up. Lord, we thank you for this bountiful provision.
Yes.
And I began to share, and the Lord brought to my remembrance scriptures. He brought to my remembrance illustrations. He brought to my remembrance, and I looked down, and I had gone an hour. And people are sitting there spiritually going, I thought, this is a miracle, and they don't know it. You hear the term overachiever. You hear the term perfectionist, don't you? Many in our circles like to say, I'm a perfectionist. This is a problem. So many, if they can't have it a certain way, they're not going to do it. If their church is not a certain size, what's the point? Does this sound familiar to you? If they are not seeing certain results, if they don't have a certain caliber of property or certain level of finances, they just can't work like that because they have high standards and they are overachievers, have been all their life, and they're a perfectionist and they can't settle for this. And what they don't realize is that is all about them. Did you hear me? It's all about them. It's a recipe for failure. God has a plan. Help me out. God has an amazing, exceeding, abundantly glorious, good, success, prosperity, wholeness plan, but it's not for your glory. It is not to promote you. It is not for your glory. Friend, self-promotion will cause you to forfeit the plan of God. Because His plan is not to promote you. It's not to put you up. It's not to put you forward. It is not for your glory. And that's why people get upset and they quit when the church is not big enough and the money is not tall enough. Are you listening? They get embarrassed. I said they get embarrassed. Embarrassment is an indicator of pride. They get embarrassed. And part of it's a trick of the devil too. He's just a lying, scheming, sorry rascal. He'll come and you're not doing anything. You're not making any difference. They don't care if you're here or not. You need to jump up when you hear such stuff and go, liar, liar, liar. Somebody needs to grab hold of this with both hands tonight because the devil's been kicking you around and you've been letting him with such stuff. We don't all have the same call. We don't all have the same charge. We're not all given the same talents or graces. We're not all given the same opportunities. Am I telling you the truth or not? We're not. We are not equally divvied opportunities and graces. Remember the parable Jesus talked about? He gave to one man five talents. He gave to another man two. Gave to another one one. Did he expect them all to produce the same numerically? Amount wise. God does not reward size. God does not reward notoriety or popularity. God rewards, does anybody know? Faithfulness. Faithfulness. And the man that was faithful with his two and produced another two, so he's only got four compared to this guy's ten, heard exactly the same words. Verbatim. Exactly the same words as the man that had the ten. Well done, good and faithful servant. Didn't he hear it? Friend, we must not despise what God has put under our hand, what He's put in our hand. We must not compare ourselves with other people and decide that we are less and that we're accomplishing less and that we have less and that we're too small and get to the point where you're negative and you're not joyful. What the purpose of it is, the enemy, he doesn't just cause you to be unthankful right now. He wants to get you to the place where you don't expect any better. And you feel sorry for yourself and your lot in life. The devil is such a sorry rascal and he'll lie to you. It's not fair. It's not fair. You have to do this, and you have to be here, and you have to work with this, and look at them, and look at them. You don't know what they're doing. You don't know what their life is like. Besides that, it's none of your business. What their life is like. Is it true or not? God is huge on faithfulness. And if you've been faithful in the small and in the little, you qualify for more. If you're griping and bellyaching and despising this, you don't qualify for anything else. You're not going to get anything else. Friends, you don't be like Jacob. This has gone wrong. And that's gone wrong. And that fell through. And what's the point? Friend, that should never come out of your mouth. Never. Don't let it in your head, much less come out of your mouth. Because all the while, he is living in torment and not enjoying life. Tell me what was going on. Tell me what was going on. God had a plan that was in the works. Is it true? And could you believe that? Even if it seems like what you're doing is so small or it's so ineffectual or nobody cares, don't believe it. Paul said, I magnify my office. I don't think I'll ever forget. Nearly 30 years ago, I was at a place and I was ministering in this place and I came out and this young guy was standing there just grinning from ear to ear. He said, hi, Brother Keith. I said, hi. He said, you been to the restroom? It's kind of a strange question. I thought, yeah, I just washed my hands. He said, was it okay? I said, it was sparkling. He said, that's my job. I said, it's excellent, brother. He beamed. He said, that's my ministry. He was magnifying his office. And how many know if he really did that unto the Lord from his heart, it's worth more than billions of dollars worth of stuff that was televised? Did you hear me? That didn't mean a thing and it was anti-God and unbelief. Just the thing that's making the most hoopla and smoke is not what matters. Because the Bible tells us soon and very soon there's a day coming and everybody's works is going to pass through the fire. Is that right? And there's going to be some things that look like a great big pile of stuff and it's going up in smoke. It's not going to mean a thing because it wasn't done in faith. It wasn't done for the Lord. And everybody thought it was big and amazing and everybody knew him. And no, and there's going to be people that nobody knew. Do you believe it? That nobody, I mean, the first are going to be last. Last are going to be first. Didn't he say it? I mean, there's going to be people that nobody knew and they just did it with a right heart. And they didn't care if anybody saw it or knew it. It didn't matter to them. They were just glad to be there and just glad to be serving the Lord. And they just thanking God night and day and they magnified what they had available to them and they gave thanks for it and they worked faithfully. And their reward will be sure and eternal.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.